Well, the meeting was really a public forum for homeowners to continue to voice their concerns. That has been carried forward from last July. I mean, discussing with some of the homeowners tonight, they seem in a more positive frame of mind to listen to some of the feedback that Minister English has brought forward. Ideally, there's still a lot of things that are still, for want of a word, still being delayed on, hence, you know, we talked about recommendations 1 and 2 still being dealt with. We would like to have seen that actually coming to a conclusion at this stage, but for now, I think we're talking about maybe January, February time next year. At the same time, Minister English has also confirmed that rather than waiting until that's concluded to look at other avenues, he's admitted that they are looking at other areas in terms of what do we do about a redress scheme if ever we get down to that route, and they're not waiting until recommendations 1 and 2 are being concluded. So we see some degrees of positivity in that side. At the same time, we discussed the continuing issues that are facing a lot of homeowners here who are facing possible eviction out of their homes. And so it's the same old story about homeowners who are not being allowed social housing. They've been declared ineligible because of the gross income that they earn. And we've argued the case then that should be based on net income and based on the fact that they have mortgages to pay. We've got other homeowners who have houses that have been declared unfit and condemned, for want of a better word. And it's a matter of working with Donegal County Council and to get that trust through. But Minister English says there is protocol being put in place, and it's been agreed that, you know, if the house has been declared condemned, then the Donegal County Council should be able to assess that and take into account what we feel should be the net income as opposed to the gross income, although we're waiting for Minister English and the team to draw out the legal aspect of that, because this is an issue that has to be addressed across the whole of Ireland as well.